This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Obsessed with having good conversation here on the DJV program, and it's all encompassing. Whatever's going on, we're going to talk about it here. Some of it's good stuff, most of it's good stuff, sometimes not so good. I'm going to suggest to the ladies and folks who are listening to the DJV program right now, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and all of you, that as your life goes on, your friends, your circle of friends probably changes. And I wonder how some people get so upset when, you know, they kind of lose a friend or they think somebody doesn't pay as much attention. We all move on. Our lives change, and so do our friends. Haven't you seen that happen in your life? Ladies, Jennifer, your friends have changed over the years, right? Victoria, Jay, all
yes,
your
friends. There's always my I've got a core, but yes, my friends have changed.
A core from what age?
Some of my friends, probably the ones that I see most often that I've known the longest from high school. But I have a couple grade school friends I even talk to every once in a while.
Really?
Not all that often.
What do you have in common, though? As you get older, doesn't it happen that the things that you had in common change?
Isn't
that, you know?
But I think people's, you know, place in life changes a lot, too. But I don't know. That my high school friends are kind of like my I keep in touch with one particularly, and I'm friends with her, her sisters. You know, we are kind of like family. So I can't imagine that just because we're in different places in our life, yes, sometimes our friendship slows down or we don't talk as much, but we can always pick right back up again.
Yeah. And what about you, Victoria? How does it work with you and your life?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I mean, my core group of friends are from high school. And then we have other friends that, you know, we've sort of picked up along the way after college, and so through work and things like that. So the commonalities, like there are, you know, friends who work in similar industries or in the same industry, and then my group of high school friends. So I think every once in a while, like, you know, you lose a friend here or there, or you just drift apart, and that's normal and doesn't have to mean that anything bad happened. You know, your interests just change, and that just kind of
is
how
it affects women having friends with men. Do your husbands or boyfriends get upset if you have friends that are of the opposite sex? Jay, have you ever had that?
Ryan? My husband and I fully believe in platonic friendships, so there's nothing wrong with it in our household.
I think that's kind of silly. I don't know. I don't think that there should be jealousy. I think mostly when there's jealousy, it comes from men.
Yeah, and it's immature.
I
think the difference is, like, if the friendship has always been platonic, then that's totally different from, oh, we kind of were dating for a little bit, but now we're just friends. That tends to be a little different and a little more complicated.
I think that's hard, frankly. But that's not me just speaking from my own experience. All right. It's time for drugs in the news. The Drug Enforcement Administration, the famous DEA, has issued a public safety alert warning you of a rise in the circulation of fake prescription pills, potentially lethal prescription pills, fentanyl, and meth. This is not the first time this has happened, though, right? This has been something that's been ongoing. They don't seem to be the so-called war on drugs. There was an interesting article over the weekend in the New York Times about how the war on drugs is over. And it was mostly a focus on marijuana, but you know, that's not really in the same
league.
The war
on opioids isn't over. My gosh.
No, and it shouldn't be.
No.
Should it? I mean, but this is one of those really frustrating, to the point of being angry, where the drug companies are doing illegal stuff. And they get away with it, and nobody's calling them on it. The production of Oxy and Xanax and Adderall and all these other things that are, you know, still they're prescribed, but people get hooked on them, and it ruins their lives. I know people talk about friends. Somebody in my life who got hooked onto this stuff, a lady that I knew, gone. Forget it. She doesn't have
it. It's really easy. You know, a lot of times it's very easy to say drug, oh, that's a drug addict. But when it's opioids, it's someone who had back surgery who then gets hooked on it and starts doing heroin.
So what do we do, though? What's the solution to the problem? Why do people, I suppose there are some people who say, I think you said that the other day when we were talking about something similar to this, Victoria. You just were given a prescription after you had your operation earlier this year. And you said, man, I'm not going to take it.
Yeah, I didn't want to risk it. It was for Percocet. Yeah. I mean, they only gave me a limited number, but still, I just didn't feel comfortable even going down that road.
But it's too easy.
I just took Tylenol.
Is it that when I had my finger operated on a couple of years ago, the doctor said, I'm going to give you these five pills in case you have pain. And I looked at him, I said, what are the pills? And he said that they were OxyContin. I said, I'm not taking those. He said, but you'll have a lot of pain. I said, you know what? I'm a big boy. I can take a couple of aspirin and I'll be fine in the morning. So why are you giving me, why is it so easy? And I said that to him. Why are you making it so easy? Tell people to take a couple of aspirin or Tylenol or whatever it is.
Well, it doesn't work like that for everyone. People have different pain.
Okay, but what
levels.
Happened before? Before OxyContin
bite
was
on
the
leather
scene.
Strap. I'm kind of a dude, Doug. I'd rather, I don't know. When I got into a war with an escalator and I lost miserably and had a lot of foot issues and my God, it was a bad scene. But they gave me Vicodin. And I remember thinking, I'm like, okay, well, everybody's all into Vicodin, right? At that time, everybody's
Vicodin
like,
does
oh, Vicodin.
Nothing for me.
I hated it. I was still in pain, but I couldn't sleep. I was just wired. And I was like, this is ridiculous. All I can do is hear every little sound. How do people like it? And so when I went and got my tooth surgery, when I got my dental implant, they were trying to give me some new painkillers, and I was like, forget it. Just give me the strong ibuprofen and some Tylenol. We'll do a little mixture.
You know what? There's a simple solution. Drive to Massachusetts, go to the Boston Garden, get some gummies. It's very simple. That will help with all the pain.
The
gummies
are
amazing. The gummies are amazing. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they help me sleep a lot. Like, it's really great.
Well, we're talking about the partnership that I have with four other people. Actually, now there's five. There's a new person involved. The idea, the Boston Garden is a marijuana shop that has been created by a group of us that we're working on ways of saving the farm, my farm. And so marijuana, which had previously been sort of a no-no for me, I suppose this could say that people could, and people have said that I was a hypocrite because I was so against using it. But when it comes to saving the farm, versus this, given the fact that it is so popular these days, I don't think I'm contributing to anything. Maybe I'm kidding myself, but it's, you know, it's so there. And in Massachusetts, it's wildly popular and the business has grown. And now I noticed that Chris Webber, the guy, the basketball player, has partnered with somebody this must be some kind of a facility. $125 million, 80,000 square foot building to cultivate marijuana, and he's getting involved in distribution as well and retail, which
a
is
lot
basically
of athletes
the business
are.
That I'm in. Yeah.
I mean, many professional athletes have been begging their respective sports organizations to allow medical marijuana or, you know, even CBD stuff that, you know, for pain and for. You know, because a lot of the athletes are like us, they don't want to take an opioid and they would rather either smoke some marijuana, which is an amazing painkiller, or, you know, eat some gummies and then be done with it. And it's non-addictive and it's a lot healthier for you. But, you know, these, I don't know, I guess there's just so much stigma attached to
it
still.
But the other side of it is, though, Victoria, that because of guys like Weber getting into it, it's normalizing it. And there is not, for blacks or whites, it doesn't make much difference, at least it doesn't now. The business is booming. And recreational cannabis has been legalized in, I think, 26 or 28 states.
Yeah.
And it's on its way to being, not under Biden. It'll never be nationalized under Biden because he's dead set against it. And so are most of the old politicians. But there is, and it's interesting because I can say this sort of, without revealing the average age of the people going, the name of our marijuana dispensaries is the Boston Garden. I managed to grab that in a weakness.
It's brilliant.
It was brilliant. I handed it to Tucker, man. He found it and they grabbed it. Anyway, so the age groups are surprising, i.e. the number of older people who are coming into the store. Everybody who comes into these stores, it's like going to Fort Knox. Remember when you went through the door, it's an airlock and you can't get in unless somebody pushes a button and you got to give them your driver's license before you can get anywhere.
Right.
And so you go in and, you know, you look around and see what's here, all kinds of things, at least in our store.
Beautiful store.
Yeah.
And I love that you have, like, high-end accessories from Jonathan Adler, and you have the Keith Haring collection of all of the pipes and stuff. It's very well done. Ashtrays, everything. It feels like a boutique. It's very well laid out. And then the kiosk for ordering, because you know I don't like interacting with the people, so it was wonderful. It was great.
Give her a computer and she's happy. Anyway, so this is something, and it's much misunderstood still by a lot of people who just don't get what the benefits are. And it's much better, if you're going to be dealing with pain, to be doing it this way than with all the other things that I was talking about a few minutes ago. So something to consider or think about anyway. The DJV download, our obsession with screens, and at an early age, I started the conversation talking about what I saw in a TikTok video, and then we went on to talking about Mark Zuckerberg and his Instagram for kids, and that's one of the big topics, I think, this week, as a matter of fact. So we get into Jennifer and her love, or not so much love, of oysters. We had, when Victoria was here, we had dinner, and she had oysters, and it was yucca bunga, and then Jennifer jumped right on. Yeah, I'm with you. And then, of course, there's the beginning of the Christmas music season. We deal with all of that and lots of other stuff, too. You can hear the daily downloads at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it. Right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, so COVID is number one. What's number? Can we go to number two? what's number two that we can tell? Lori Loughlin. Ah, of
this
course.
This is surprising. Yeah.
Yes. She's going to be back at, this is a...
When Calls the Heart. It's a spinoff. Yeah. She's back at work. She's back at work. This is her first gig since being out of prison. And we didn't think the show was going to let her back. They were pretty firm, but they did. And now she's going to be on the second season of the spinoff.
Is that a Hallmark? It's a Hallmark movie, right?
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, it's 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. So do we're mentioning Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, Lori Loughlin getting on the Hallmark Channel again. That's where she was most well known, right? All the movies that she did over on the Hallmark Channel.
I would say Full House. Was,
Full House.
Yeah,
Full
Lori Loughlin's claim to fame.
Okay. All right. So do we need more here, or is it just the fact that she's back that's the news? What's this story about?
Well, people wondered if she was ever going to work again, and that was a big, you know, Bob Saget and Candace Cameron Bure, all her co-stars on Fuller House, which was the reboot that went to Netflix, they were all wondering, you know, we support her. We know that this was a mess up during the college admissions scandal, but she went to jail. She served her time. She should be able to work, so... It is a bit surprising that the same show that had pretty strong language, they were not associating with her anymore. I mean, they really abandoned her at first. But it is surprising that she's going to be back there. But I guess that's what the fans want, too.
Well,
she's very popular.
Actor Felicity Huffman was in the same admission scandal situation. Yeah. She pled guilty immediately, did her prison time, and really didn't have any of the same repercussions Lori Loughlin did. And I don't know if it's because
they
stuck their grounds for so long.
They said things. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. They said foolish things and made themselves look worse than they were, and they looked bad to begin with. And so they just kept it rolling and rolling and rolling, and I think they suffered the fate that maybe some people say they deserved. I'm not judgmental about stuff like that. I think it was pretty lousy to do that. You know, is it worth time in jail? Well, looking upon it now and all the fines, well, they paid about $250,000 in fines, didn't they? Or more?
I thought it was even more than that.
More than that. Yeah, right. Okay, Jesse Palmer, you ladies probably know who this person is, the new host of The Bachelor. Chris Harrison's gone out. They had to pay him off. What, they give him $10 million to go away?
Yeah, $9 million. He wanted $25 million because he knows pretty much where all the bodies are buried, but he walked away with $9 million.
Yeah, so what's his chance? Talking about Lori Loughlin, what's a guy like that who had some kind of racism scandal? I'm trying to remember what it was, and I don't know.
It wasn't really.
He defended Rachel Kirkconnell. Yeah. Rachel Kirkconnell, who was one of the Bachelor contestants, was under fire for years past attending an Old South, an antebellum-style party, and liking certain photos of kind of costume party stuff. And he defended her, and it seemed like he came under more fire than she even did.
So he was an NFL quarterback? Is that
wait, no, we're on to Jesse Palmer. So Jesse that was all about Chris Harrison. So Palmer is a former NFL player. He's an analyst on, I don't know, CBS or whatever for football. And he also was The Bachelor for one season. So he's been hosting stuff. Yeah, I find him very boring but good looking. So he's currently hosting The Ultimate Surfer. Maybe for some people. He's currently hosting The Ultimate Surfer on Fox, and so he's doing more and more hosting stuff. I don't know if it's going to work.
Why would anybody watch a show about surfing? Seriously. How big an audience is there? Huh? Really?
Well, yeah.
Surfing is incredible. They do, yes, and those waves.
And it's at the surf ranch.
So big.
It's the most, and it all takes place at the surf ranch. It's Kelly Slater, who's one of the greatest surfers ever. It's his ranch in California, and he created a wave pool, and it's literally the most perfect wave on the planet, and it's consistent. So they have competitions and stuff there. But anyway, Jesse Palmer's hosting that show right now, so he's getting more and more, you know, reps under his belt. But I just think he's boring either way.
Yeah. It's not something that I would go out of my way. It's like the dancing shows. It's not, I'd rather watch Law and Order. And by the way, there's some news on that, which we'll have in the next half hour, all right? I want to be able to spend some time talking about it. But I was just thinking, how many Law and Order shows have there been? At least, four or five? One of them survives and one of them is coming back again.
More,
there's two of them. Well,
why not?
We have two
no
good
new
ones.
Ideas anymore. We just reboot everything.
Yeah.
But there are people, the original love affair with the original Law and Order is what they're focusing on here. And I think
you've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton from yesterday's questioning of military leaders about the Afghan withdrawal debacle.
General Milley, it's your testimony that you recommended 2,500 troops approximately stay in Afghanistan.
Yes, my assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that.
General McKenzie, do you share that assessment?
Senator, I do share that assessment.
President Biden last month in an interview with George Stephanopoulos said that no military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence in Afghanistan. Did these officer and General Miller's recommendations get to the president personally?
they're not going to provide what they recommended in confidence.
Questioning of military leaders continues in Washington today. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The infrastructure and massive spending bill on Capitol Hill seems to be in limbo as the president cancels a trip Wednesday to gather support from lawmakers. Democrat Congresswoman from Michigan, Debbie Dingell on MSNBC, gives us her perspective.
I said that this was going to be a week from here, and it isn't a week from here. But I will also tell you that there is, I've been saying for weeks, as you know, failure's not an option. I will tell you Democrats are unified in failure's not an option. We've been having lots of discussion. People have lots of thought. I think if there's any failure, the White House is not having lots of discussions, but House members are talking to most of them. And there's probably great confusion about what the president really wants the House to do. And I think that is becoming a larger and larger and larger complaint, as I heard that yesterday from Democratic members on all spectrums of the line. But you have to have those bills. It is just very simple. You have to have both bills. Things that are in the bipartisan bill need what's in Build Back Better to even be completed, like removing, you know, the issue I'm really, one of the issues that I'm talking about this week is getting the lead out of all water pipes. Pediatric JAMA released a study showing that more than half the children in this country have measurable lead in their blood. Well, there's not enough money in the bipartisan plan to get the lead out of all pipes, which is why we need the Build Back Better bill. And I could go through a list of a lot of things, and then there are things like child care, etc.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Problems, problems, problems. How do we help you fix your problems? That's what we're all about here on the DJV program, the How to Heaven on the radio. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We get off onto a toot about law and order. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, fans of law and order everywhere, I have a big announcement. That's good. Good punctuation.
Good job, Phil. That was great.
Want to do that again, Phil? It feels good, doesn't it? One more time. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so the original Law and Order went on the air almost 40 years ago. That's pretty incredible when you think about it. People that have been in and out of there. Dick Wolf was a young man who came up with an idea with a friend of his for a show about law and order. And they convinced the people at NBC to try a season of it. And so from there, we have this huge empire, the likes of which has never been seen in television production before. Never. Here's a guy who controls three nights a week of television on two different networks. So he's got two nights on NBC with the Chicago shows and now the Law and Order franchise. which the big news, Victoria's going to be after me for burying the headline. The story is, Jennifer actually found this yesterday and knew that I would be enthusiastic about it. They're going to bring back as many of the old stars as they can, like Sam Waterston comes back as McCoy, and they're going to do another season of Law & Order and see how it works in the Law & Order trilogy. So they've got Law & Order SVU now. They've got, what is it, Major? What's the other one that Maloney's in? It's
Major,
Organized Crime.
Organized Crime. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So now they're going to start the evening. They're going to try to get this ready for January for the second season and do a half season, 14 episodes, with as many of the old stars. I'll bet you that Jesse Green shows up again. Orbach won't because he's dead. But I'll bet you they'll bring Benjamin Bratt back if they can. They'll certainly try to lure Chris Noth in because he's a big name. That's where he got started.
But he's going to have more of a role on the Equalizer now in the second season. Yeah.
Yeah. How is it going to expand? Just doing more stuff.
I just read
her.
that he's just going to be in more episodes, more scenes with her, and they're great together. So
they are.
Her meeting Queen Latifah. Yeah.
Have you? Yeah, I follow him on, you'll be surprised that I follow him on Instagram.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And he's very, it's obvious that they're great friends. So anyway, but the Law & Order franchise, amazing how it captured so many people's imagination and the writing and stuff. How do these people come up with the ideas? I asked that of my son.
The news, I think.
Who's right. It's just, yeah, that's what they rip from the headlines. They just take stuff like the FBI story that was on last night. Was all about January 6th. Not four, it wasn't the 4th, right? It was the 6th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what has come about as a result of that. So, yeah, they keep the stuff topical. And so I found it. Jennifer sent me the note. And I was instantly pleased, frankly. So those of you who like it. And there has been, it was thought of as being a show that appealed to older people. Mostly because it's been around so long. But the ratings, especially for the Maloney episodes, the Maloney show, are very much in the, what do they call it, 24 to 49 or something like that, 25 to 49 age group, people like him. And so anyway, I just thought that would be kind of a cool thing for us to talk about for a moment. Ladies, any comments?
Well, I'm happy for you. I've never seen an episode of Law & Order, which is
never.
So crazy. Never, ever. I've seen pieces, but never a full episode.
Hard to. There's two or three networks that play like marathons, day on, day in and day out. I think, what's the one that Robert Redford has? What's the name of his, when he has this, every year there's a big show.
Sundance.
They have movies. Sundance, right. There's a Sundance.
Oh, the film festival. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the channel, yeah.
Yep. Yes, So anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the American government barred a flight full of Afghanistanis. Well, apparently there were 100 U.S. citizens as well. Anybody know why the plane sat on the airport for 14 hours in Abu Dhabi?
I've been hearing these stories. They can't get clearance, or when you have these rescue groups come in, the State Department was calling ahead and not blocking their airspace, but not giving them a place to land. Many of them were supposed to be going to Germany. They'd call into Germany and say, hey, we can't land this. We found out so much from the testimony of the generals Lloyd Austin and General McKenzie and General Milley all sat before Congress this week, and we learned a lot. And we learned that there was a really big Biden lie that the White House has been trying to walk back. But when he did an interview with George Stephanopoulos, he said that he was given no indication that his pullout strategy wasn't flawed. Every general, Lloyd Austin, McKenzie, and Milley, all testified to the fact that they had all said to do what he wanted to do, they needed to keep 2,500 troops on the ground in Afghanistan. George Stephanopoulos asked him directly that, and he said nope, no one told him that everybody told him that this was fine. And so the generals really kind of spoke out against that when they were under oath. And we just, we learned a lot. We learned that Biden said Al-Qaeda was gone from Afghanistan. We learned that Al-Qaeda is not gone, that the war has really never even stopped with them, and that they figure in the next year the reconstitution of Al-Qaeda will be probably the strongest we've ever seen. I mean, we'll be back in Afghanistan.
Well, it's kind of like the war against drugs. It never went anywhere, wasting billions of dollars for nothing. All because of some whim of an idea from somebody who's an important politician.
Well, I don't think it was all for naught. I mean, really, we did not have a terror attack on the scope of 9/11 because of what we were doing in Afghanistan, which was preventing Al-Qaeda from building up again. We prevented, under Trump, we prevented ISIS from having a caliphate. We took that away. They didn't have a piece of land. Those were all really big things. But when there is no monitoring anymore, and we don't even have any assets to provide, like, drone monitoring, or, like they say, over-the-horizon monitoring, which is a big popular phrase that they say a lot now in the Biden administration, you're just letting it all happen all over again. And, you know, what are the results going to be?
Yeah, it's the same old thing.
And the other thing that we learned is that there's probably 4,000 Americans that have not been rescued, not 100 like we've been hearing, and there are probably close to 100,000 of our Afghan allies that were not rescued. No one knows who the people are that got on the planes and got out. Nobody knows. They acknowledged it. They said that the evacuation was a mess, basically, and that they airlifted people out, but no one vetted who these people are. So you've got people in the country who are just regular Afghans who just wanted to try to get to America, and those people are here yet. Our allies are still over there. So,
you know, it goes to show you how quickly we forget against as much as anything else. I should have laid this into our discussion, but I think we ran out of time when we were talking in the last half hour. You can get a rewind, if you will, because the show plays all day, every day, the full show, excuse me, at djvshow.com. So if you catch the beginning or end of a conversation, you want to hear the rest of it, you can just tune in to us all day, every day, at djvshow.com. So the discussion of drugs, we were talking about things that people get addicted to and marijuana and that sort of thing. And this ties into that discussion in that a survey has been done by the government, I think, much as anything else. Well, first of all, there's an acknowledgement as to when drug prices started going wacko. If you go back to Bill Clinton and the era when Hillary wanted health care for all, and then you fast forward to Barack Obama's health care bills, you can see a corresponding increase, very successfully done by the drug companies. The cost of drugs up in some cases by like 400%, and it is tied into the increase in public spending, if you will, or government spending in the healthcare field. So yeah, it's just sort of when you think about what the government has done in the name of service, and these people were well intentioned. I'm hoping they were. Clinton was and Obama was. They were well-intentioned, even if the flaw that existed then still exists today. It, you know, still was, they were well-intentioned.
Don't forget, under Clinton, that's when we lost our drug business. It wasn't done. They let it go from Puerto Rico to China that administration.
Right.
And so we lost really a lot of any of the control that we had over the drug business and pharmaceuticals. Yeah, yeah, it left.
Right. Well, so now there's a bill before Congress apparently this week, Jennifer, that is trying to get the government to act to reduce the price of drugs. And one wonders where this is going. Frank, you usually follow that stuff better than the rest of us, so I wondered if you had seen, or the lobbyists are all over the place. That you can imagine. The drug companies are all over the place, and they have so much power because they lobby. And lobbying is just a translated word for bribing. That's all they do. They go in and they make sure that they contribute to the reelection campaigns of all the people that would vote. And so now they're all banging on the doors, especially the Democrats, who, you know, would want to have at least they say they want to reduce the price of drugs. But then they change their mind after the lobbyists go into their office and remind them how much money they got. So this is you know, under the circumstances, it's really, you know, the tax increases that have been proposed by Biden, which would affect the drug businesses probably a lot because they're very profitable. They're all in there. Okay, you want us to pay more taxes and you want to cut the price of our product? What's the big idea? And meanwhile, the average person who's going to, you know, benefit hopefully from some of these drugs gets left out on the street because most of the time they can't afford it. They don't have insurance, right? So you go round and round in this barrel and you wonder what is going on. I don't, you know, a lot of talk. I don't, have they had a vote on it yet? I don't know.
I don't think so. I haven't been following much, but I just looked it up, and I guess Biden is really pushing Democrats to vote on this. That was back during the summer, but Kyrsten Sinema this month, she's the senator from Arizona, Manchin. Said she's, well, not Manchin, just Kyrsten Sinema is saying that she told the White House she's opposed to both plans that are in the House and the Senate bills. So
what I'm looking at is Senator Manchin has signaled that he opposes expanding Medicare. Apparently Kyrsten Sinema,
but I think
opposes,
that's a separate issue. I think this is okay. Some kind of prescription bill plan. I think a drug pricing bill. So I don't know. Maybe we're thinking about two different things or maybe not. Honestly, I haven't had a chance to look it up other than a quick Google. So,
what it is confusing once again, because the government, the workings of the government are so confusing and balled up. There's two or three different things in the bill that confuse people. You don't know what you're really supporting, and then nobody reads the bills anyway, so they just vote. What's the speaker say? Yep, we'll vote with the speaker. Hi, Mr. Speaker.
We'll read it once we pass it. It's a famous.
Yeah, right. We'll see. We'll fix it. Isn't that her famous line? We'll fix it after we pass it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, she says we'll read it after we pass it.
In the moment, a mysterious salmonella outbreak to talk about after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation. And there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is and are they reputable? And do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
All right, so if you do takeout and you like lime and cilantro in your food, apparently there's a source of this that's creating a problem, fast food containers with 300 individuals getting sick across the country.
Yep.
So I don't know how you avoid it except don't get takeout. It looks like that's the fix to that, at least at the moment anyway. It's 10 before the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, it's the DJV program with Warren Eckstein. A focus on his pet show, which airs every weekend around the country. Where you can catch Warren barking at the moon if you listen to the program with regularity. I have Daisy here beside me, my English bulldog, who I put into an exercise. You know, she would go to the farm every day and run around with the dog and have a great time. And then she was dismissed from that because of a little kerfluffle with one of the other dogs that was there. So I had a lady who's a dog walker bring Daisy out for a, you know, kind of an hour long, a little bit longer extended walk. And she came back every day and she was sore and she was having a hard time standing up. And I just didn't want to have her continue because that's how she came to me. Remember, she couldn't walk when I got there and I see her in that same sort of mode when she comes back. And so I guess I wonder how much exercise, how do you know, maybe it's just because of this, but maybe your advice to people, Warren, as to how much exercise your dog should have, how do you gauge it, how do you know what's right?
Well, you know what your dog looks like. You know what your dog looks like after exercise. So in other words, you can watch them really carefully. But here's what I always tell people. Sometimes people take a dog that doesn't receive a lot of exercise, and they say, all right, I'm going to get into this. It's like the first time someone jogs. They try to jog 10 miles the first day. So sometimes what people do is they overdo it with the dog. For example, your dog is a bulldog, okay? Yes. He doesn't need long, long runs. He needs a couple of sprints during the day. You got to watch the way they're breathing. You got to look at their paws, check their paws every day. But a person that is really in tune, I mean, I can look at my dogs, and I know if they're anxious, I know if they're They're overexercised. If you watch your dog carefully, and that's what I tell people, watch your dog carefully when there's nothing going on, when you're watching TV, hanging out, whatever, then when you take your dog out for a run or whatever you take your dog out to do, you can pretty much tell when the dog's had enough. And heaven forbid, please don't take those dogs out in the hot, hot weather. It's really dangerous. Especially your type of dog with the, you know, with the pushing face.
I take her for a walk twice a day. After I get off the air in the morning, I take her out for usually 20 minutes to a half hour. The other day, I have a brook that runs through the property, the smaller home farm, and she loves to go down into the brook, walk in the brook, drink from the brook, and chase the frogs in the brook. So the other day, she, you know how they do, they get on their back to scratch, and she's rolling around, scratching herself, and she slid into the brook and rolled over and got up and shook herself off and looked at me. As it, but it was the funniest thing. I just was worried that she got hurt, and she didn't. She just got up and she, you know, jumped around a little bit.
Why do you think dogs roll around in the area they like to hang out?
It smells good, doesn't it? Isn't it about smell?
No. Instinctively. In other words, what they try to do is blend in with the environment. Instinctively, when they had to hunt years ago, the dog would roll around and, let's say, cow poop or whatever type of poop there was to kind of blend in with the environment, which would make it a lot easier for the dog to hunt. So that's why they roll around. And I mean, I could take my dog today to your farm, and I guarantee you the first thing he would do is roll around and cow poop. they want to blend in with the environment. They want to smell exactly like the environment, so they're not easily detected. But that's the real reason they roll around in real smelly stuff.
All right, there's an article that has been released today in the New York Post about Warren training mob dogs. The wise guy animal trainer, Warren Eckstein. All right, so explain yourself, Warren, please.
First of all, training the mob's dog was a piece of cake than talking to you, Doug. Let me tell you that right
from that. Well, thank you.
You know, the first dog, mob dog I trained was Carlo Gambino. Didn't know a lot about the mob back then. And really, in reality, when I was working with their dogs and many of their dogs, you know, Gotti's family, this one, that one, I found it was amazing to me how gentle they could be and how torturous they can be at the same time. When I was working with them, and a lot of them had small dogs at home, a lot of their girlfriends they got small dogs for, and their wives at the same time. The interesting part about it is what they were so gentle with the animals, with the dogs, and yet on the outside, from what you and I read or hear, an entirely different ballgame. But the one thing you learned is when I was training Gambino's dog, it was the first one, and when I found out who he was, let me tell you, that dog was cooking pasta by the time I was finished training the dog. But they were great guys to work with. There were some interesting times, you know, I'm not going to pay you in cash. Would you like some cocaine? Would you do this? Would you do that? So it was a real interesting time. No contracts, by the way. I used to have a contract. If I was training your dog, it would take me 6 to 8 weeks. It would cost you so much.
Yeah.
These guys would never sign a contract and just pay. No. It was an interesting time. I learned an awful lot. A lot of the guys I worked with are actually from the movie Casino. A long time ago, I no longer work with the mob, just so everyone knows that.
No Sopranos? Oh, come on.
No, but Sopranos, some of the real Sopranos in New Jersey, yes. Some of those that were involved with the mob in New Jersey, absolutely.
Warren Eckstein, author of 11 animal behavior books, and the person responsible for Hugs and Kisses, check them out, all of them.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.